Guten Abend und willkommen, meine Kinder. It's 1930 UTC, and strangely enough, it's almost 1930 local time. If you're hearing my voice, you'll know that it is time for the Dubious Goals Committee. And today's dubious goal is to find us some scratties. Scrat, scrat, scrat. We're looking for scrats. We're looking for scrats at Heron Haven. Woo! I'm here at Golden Hour, or close enough to it to make no never mind. So, we're gonna just walk directly out to the boardwalk, see if we can find us some scratties. I got geese flying overhead. It's kind of sunny. It's not too hot. I think this is going to be some ideal muskrat finding weather. And I'm pretty happy about it. I'm pretty darn excited. I'm a mere 50 meters away from the boardwalk, so in the remaining seconds we have before some scrat action, I will tell... Whoa! Look at that up there. Holy cats. Okay, well, I'll make this announcement in a minute. I'm coming up to the crossroads, and I can see a blue heron in a tree right here above the sub pond. He's looking around. He can hear me talking. He's wondering what I'm talking about. Now I'm hiding from him. I'm hiding behind a tree. I don't want to spook him. We're going to see if we can sneak up here very carefully. Very quietly, we're going to turn the camera on and see if we can get a picture of the blue heron in the tree. Oh my god, I can't believe how close he is. I'm still sort of hidden from view. I know right where he is, and there's some waves in the water right here too. Is there some frog action going on? Yeah, look at that. Oh, he saw me. Did you hear that? He said honk, and he flew away. Wow. That was unbelievable. I did not get a photograph, however. He took one look at me, and he said, "You are way too close." That might be the closest I have ever been to a blue heron. And I couldn't tell just because of the way the light was on him if that was big bluey or not. I don't think it was. What was that sound? Are there some critters in here? I'm not even out to the boardwalk yet. We're supposed to be looking for muskrats. Oh my god, there's a mink. That's what I heard. What's he got? I think he's got a dead frog. He's just running up the path in front of me out to the water on the boardwalk. I took a picture, but the picture is going to be... He was so far away, I didn't have time to zoom my camera in or anything. A lovely brown mink. We've already seen a blue heron and a mink. He had something in his mouth, probably a frog. Okay, I'm almost to the boardwalk. I don't see him anymore. He jumped down to the side somewhere. Oh, I don't want to sneak up. The funny thing is, I heard him. I heard him moving in the grass, and I'm like, where's that noise coming from? All right. Now, he could be right up here somewhere, eating that frog. Where is he? Is he still hanging out? Wow, what a crazy day this is turning out to be. I knew it would be nuts. Where's my minky? Where did he go? Am I walking over the top of him? Is he underneath me right now? He very well could be. I don't know where he got off to. But this is nuts. Okay, so I'm now on the boardwalk and I'm looking for scratties. I'm also looking for that mink. He couldn't have gotten far if he had food with him, and he did. I think he was carrying a frog in his mouth. Where did he go? Where did he get to? That was nuts. I wonder if I got the picture. We're not gonna know. Well, you'll know if it's showing up right now. If a link to the photo is showing up now, you'll know that I have taken a picture of a mink. Such a rare and impossible thing to do. Now, I see movement in the water over there. Is that a scratty sitting there in the water by the reeds? I don't think so. No, I lied. It is. He just moved. And I didn't, of course, take a picture because, oh, let's take a picture of a lump. Yeah, no, I should have done it. And, well, at least I have seen a scratty now. And yeah, he's back there. He's walking around. He's in the reeds doing stuff. Yeah, he's swimming around. Is he gonna come back out here where we can see him? Yeah, come on out here, buddy. Where did he go? Oh, there's some goose drama behind me, but I'm trying to stay focused on that scratty. Now, the big question is, where did that damn mink go? I'm going to look under the boardwalk. I suspect is he hiding under here? Where did he go? I know he's around here somewhere. I just watched a mink with a frog in his mouth come running down here.
I actually saw you from behind, and I saw the mink as well.
And there's a muskrat over there, right in the reeds. He's swimming around. I want him to come out here, but he doesn't want to come out. What's he doing over there?
What's that on your hat?
An audio recorder. 8-track. I do a streaming radio show. So I'm recording the show right now, trying to get pictures. There he is. He's sitting right there. Look at that guy. What's he doing? You can see him pretty good right there.
I can see him.
He's just sitting there. He must be eating some cattail reeds. Nom, 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 nom. What's he doing? Well, this scrat is just sitting in there amongst the dead reeds, and I think he's eating. I can't get a shot because all the reeds are in the way. Oh, and now he's scratching his face. He says, my face is so itchy from eating all these yummy cattails. He's just sitting out there. What's he doing? Where'd that mink go? Yeah, oh, he's showing me his muskratty butt. Oh, what a nice scratty butt. Oh, where that scratty is. Where that scratty is. I'm still looking around for my mink, too. Where did he go? He couldn't have gone far. I bet I know where he went. That mink, as he ran up the boardwalk, he probably jumped off right about here. Are those mink footprints in the mud? I don't know. Or did he jump off over here and go back into the secret pond? He might have gone back into the secret pond. I can't really see back there. But I'm checking. I don't know where he went. That scratty is getting some action, though. Well, I want that scratty to come out here and say hi to me. I just heard another weird noise. Was that the sound of a mink? Was that the sound of a mink doing stuff? Or is this my scratty? I can almost see my where's that scratty from this point of view, too. But not quite. I keep hearing sounds. What's that sound I'm hearing? Am I hearing a mink eat a frog? Are you in here, Minky? Are you in here? Where that mink is? Well, I can hear something going on back there. Is that just that muskrat? Is that just the muskrat back there making noise? Let's get back out here a little bit further and see what we can see. Yeah, he's just... I can see you, Scratty. Oh, and guess what? I think I can't tell from this angle. Are there two Scratties back there? No, it's just one. He's on a log now. Just sitting there doing Scratty business. He's rubbing his face. He's doing that thing. He's oiling up. He's brushing oil from his oil glands all over his fur to make him, you know, more waterproof. Because scratties are oily. And they like to be oily so they can swim in the water. Man, where did that mink go? I could chase a mink all day. Where's my minkies? Where's my other scratties? I know there's more scratties out here somewhere. Where's all my scratties? I see a scratty. I see that scratty. I'm just sitting here watching him. I'm standing on the boardwalk looking back towards the shoreline, but the shoreline over here is pretty soft and it gets very marshy, very reedy, and lots of cattails, lots of dead cattails from last season, and all the new cattails starting to shoot up. The new cattails, you know, they're not even 30 to 60 centimeters tall. And what's that scratty doing now? He's eating. He's probably just having a fun time pigging out on all these yummy new cattails. They only eat the bulbs, the base of them. Cattail is kind of like celery or an onion. And they, the muskrats, they like to sort of get underwater and they'll pull the cattail shoot up and they'll pull it out of the mud and they'll wash it off. And then they'll just bite the bottom off. They'll chew through the reed and just save like the, oh, say, bottom 4 to 6 inches, 10 to 15 centimeters. And then they eat that part, just the bottoms. And that's the yummy part for a scratty. And I think that's what he's eating. He's going chomp, 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 nom, nom, nom. He's nomming on the cattails and having a good time. What else is going on out here? I haven't even turned around to look at the rest of the water. Yeah, there's the occasional goose just hanging out. Some goose drama here and there. There's a goose sitting on her nest. It's right over there. And there's a couple more geese on nests in various places. There's one out by the weir. There's one here in the inner part of the lagoon, and there's some more in outlying areas. I don't know where Big Bluey is. I think he's in the blind spot. I wonder if that guy is out there looking at him. Oh no, they're facing the other way. Besides, if he's in the blind spot, they can't see him anyway. So, where's my Scratty? There he is. He's Mr. Scratty's still just sitting there doing his Scratty business. I'm tempted to walk out on that log and try to get above him so I can get a shot, but I don't want to spook him. You do not want to spook a muskrat. They are called muskrats for a reason. That reason being they have a stink bomb weapon similar to a skunk. So if you spook them, kaboom. They drop the stink bomb, and you are sorry. Because, oh my god, muskrat smells way worse than a skunk. You know, skunks are just, you know, mostly mercaptans. These muskrats, mercaptans, and putrescine. And they will make you puke. Hey, there's a lot of bubbles right here towards my feet. Is there a turtle in there? The sun's in the wrong angle. Is there a snapper underneath me? Snapper, where are you, snapper? All right, muskrat update. He's still just sitting there. Nom, 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 nom. He's having a good time eating his cattails. They're very delicious for scratties. Gourmet cattails for muskrats. Come on, buddy. Come out here somewhere where I can take a picture. Nope, oh, he's moving. Where is he going? Where's Mr. Scratty going? No, he's going the wrong way. Come this way. Oh, now I can't even see him. Mr. Scratty has... Where did he go? He went back into the further into the reeds. Now I can't see him at all. Maybe we can get up there closer. Maybe he sort of decided to look for some freshy, fresh, yummy cattails. Let's sneak back here. I'm back over the land now. And I bet he's right in there somewhere. Looking for yummy stuff to eat for Scratties. Oh yeah, I think I can hear him. There's something doing something 2 meters away from me, but you know, all these dead reeds are at least waist, if not chest high. There's just no seeing back into there. What was that? There's something going on, and I just can't see it. And I cannot report it to you, my faithful listeners of the Dubious Goals Committee. We're probably hearing some kind of Scratty action. Where is this clown? Where is this dude? Oh, my Scratties. Where's all my Scratties? Do I hear a dog barking? No, this is a woman. We got the loud people coming who have no clue as to what is going on here. So maybe they'll scare my Scratty back into view. I need to get some pictures of this muskrat. This will be my first muskrat pictures of the year. So where my Scratty's at? He's back there in the reeds and he's digging up more cattails to eat, but I can't see him. He's in there. Where did he go? He should come popping back out here in just a second so he can eat. And really, what's funny is I can see... what I can see are all the cattails that he's already eaten the bottoms off. So there's all these fresh green, you know, cattail stalks just lying in the water. The parts that he doesn't like to eat, because they only like to eat the bottom, not the top. Woohoo! Okay, I see waves. I see... Oh, come on, where did he go? I thought I saw him there for a second. I saw some waves. He's obviously still over there in that area doing stuff. But now he's managed to disappear again. He is in there. He's in there somewhere. What's he doing? Here we go, more waves. Yes, yes, he just came out of the water. He's sitting back on his log. He's got something in his mouth. Something that does not look like a cattail. Does he just have a big bunch of cat? Oh yeah, okay, I guess it is. I was thinking, he doesn't eat frogs, does he? No, he's just got a couple of cattail chunks in his mouth. And he's spinning around. And he's being very Scratty. So Scratty. What's he doing? Now come over here. Scratty, Scratty. I'm doing my Scratty call. Scratty, Scratty, Scratty. Come over here so I can take pictures of you. No, he doesn't care about photos. He doesn't care. He's just having a good time eating his cattail shoots. Nom, nom, nom. It's really funny because they have little tiny hands. Muskrats have little hands with jointed fingers with really long claws. And so he's just got the cattail shoot gripped between his two hands and he's holding it close to the bottom and he's just sort of pushing it into his mouth millimeter by millimeter. Nom, 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 nom. Kind of like a wood chipper. Kind of the way a rabbit eats. Except rabbits don't hold their food. I should do a study on animals who hold their food versus those who just eat it off the ground or out of a bowl. You know, a cat just bends down, sticks, or and a dog for that matter, they just bend down, they stick their face in the bowl, and they eat their food. However, raccoons, if you give them a bowl of food, they will walk up to it, reach into it with their hands, and then, you know, grab food and bring it up to their mouths. And that's what this muskrat is doing too. He doesn't just drop the cattail shoot on the ground and then eat it like a barbarian. No, he picks it up and he uses his hands. And he says, nom, 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 nom. And that's what this guy's doing right now. He's just nom, nom, nomming away. Starting to lose our light. We've only got about 5 degrees of sun left. And I'm standing on a bench on the boardwalk, seeing if I can get a better angle. Nope, doesn't do me any good to be up any higher than this. So we're going to go back to where we were here. Yeah, look at him. He's just sitting there. He says, yummy. This cattail is so yummy. Now I'm going to do something vaguely weird. Yeah, he's out of sight. I'm going to see. I'm stepping off the boardwalk now onto a log. This log goes into the water not 6 inches away from him, about 15 centimeters. But there's dead cattail reeds, and I can't see him. I can see the little waves he's making. He's only 3 meters away from me. But I can't actually see him or get a photograph from this angle. So I'm going to go back to where I was. Where's my... Oh my god! Here comes another one! Here's one swimming in the water. Camera on! Hello, Scratty! There's another Scratty! Yes! We've got two Scratties! Okay, now this Scratty is swimming under the log that I was just stepping onto and is swimming up to the Scrat we're watching. Okay, we're going to have some Scratty conflict now. Or maybe they're mates. Maybe they're lovers, and we're going to have some muskrat love. Where'd that one go? Oh, still underwater. Just swam right by him and went into the reeds back there. Oh, I thought we were going to get some muskrat action there, but no. So apparently they're buddies. These two are not at war. So they're probably mates. Yay! Two Scratties! This has been an incredible day. First big bluey, then seconds later, a mink with a frog in its mouth, and now two Scratties! Yay, Scratties! I don't know where the second one went. Swam into the reeds and then just disappeared. But that guy's just sitting there eating his cattail still. He's having a good time. Just chomp, chomp, chomp. I wonder where that other one went. If that one went, the other one went further back into there, that means the water level is a little bit higher than it was. Jeez. This is when I wish I had some waders so we could walk around in these marshy bits and look for Scratty actions. This is good though. Look at that Scratty. Oh, come on. We want two Scratties. Bring the other Scratty out. Let's have a Scratty party. I am curious though, so let's walk back here a little further inland, get off the boardwalk here, see if we can see any action back here in the, yeah, no, there's just no way we're going to be able to spot anything back here. Where did that other Scrat go? It was like he or she just kept swimming, swam right next to our guy who's sitting here eating his cattail, and then just sort of disappeared into the reeds. Come on, I wanted to see a Scratty party. Well, it's getting late. Geese are flying in from the golf course. All right, so I'm back to my best vantage point here. I still can only see one Scrat, and we are losing light rapidly. We've probably got 5 more minutes of light, and that's just as well because we really only have about 5 minutes left of this show. And as if right on cue, our Scrat has disappeared again. He dove into the little water, and I have a feeling he's diving for cattails. So let's take this time to walk out to the end of the boardwalk to see if we can see anything out here. So we're going to just casually walk out here. There's a bunch of geese hanging out real close. Wow. Yeah, there's one on my left, one on my right within 3 meters, and then there's this guy right here at the end of the board. Oh, there's two of them right out here at the end of the boardwalk, not even a meter away. Hi. Hi, honkers. All right, what else is out there? There's some more geese in the water. There's a goose nest way over there. I think I see a small duck. Trying to get an angle, see if I can see into the blind spot. No, I can't. Big Bluey is probably back there having a good time. These geese are having fun. There's some more geese in there, and there's geese nests out there. And let's go back and see if we can find our Scratty. And more people have shown up. Okay. Okay, when is Mr. Scratty gonna pop out again? I'm gonna walk up back here close to the reeds, see if I can hear anything. Because I know he's in there. I know he's in there somewhere. What's he doing? Where'd he go? Going to get some more cattails to have a lovely dinner. Nom, nom, nom. Well, I'm beginning to think that our Scratty might be done for the evening. He hasn't popped back out. I'm not seeing any water movement over there. I'm going to take a few steps back here, and I'm going to get back up on this bench. See if I can get a better vantage point into the water. Yeah, I don't see any water movement. I don't see any reed movement. What's really funny is sometimes you walk out here, you start looking at the reeds, and you'll just see one reed sort of bouncing up and down and going sideways back and forth more than the wind would blow it. And then you see it sort of go bloop and falls into the water, and then you see a scrat surface. And unfortunately, I'm not seeing any of that. I'm not seeing any unusual movements in the reeds that would indicate that there are scrats trying to eat or scrats even moving. So I don't know where that guy went, but I think he's done. I think he has called it a night. And I might have to do that myself here pretty soon, because, oh boy, we don't have 2 minutes of sunlight left. The sun is just about to go below the horizon, making any attempts at photographs futile at best. Well, at least we got to see Scratties. We got to see two Scratties, plus the mink. Seeing the mink is pretty rare. And I don't know what that mink had in its mouth. Probably a frog. And that mink is somewhere having a yummy dinner too. It's dinner time at Herrenhaven. And you can hear the traffic on Maple Street. Yeah, look at that guy. He's got a cool truck. You can tell it's cool because it's so loud. Anywho, as the sun goes down, it occurs to me that I should say something along the lines of, you have been listening to another exciting episode of The Dubious Muskrat Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Tune in tomorrow. Maybe we'll find some more Scratties. Who knows? You should tune in all this week because we're going to have good stuff. And plus, Bun Bun Sumo is coming. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.